From the Crate, thanks to your friendly neighbourhood record store, Southbound Records.
Hey, Troy.
Hello, how are you?
I'm good, how are you?
Good.
That is good.
Good thing you didn't spill any water just then.
I know, good thing.
Yep.
Absolutely.
Right, today, you remember we gave away that Burial record?
Yeah, and people went nuts.
That was fun, wasn't it, giving
away? Sorry,
that.
Our mic's a little bit fiddly.
It's not the mic, it's...
Oh, is it your headphones? He's just changing them. Oh. Is that better?
Yeah, that's marginally better.
Let me turn you up a bit.
Okay. Yeah, it was fun giving something away, so we'll give something away today as
well. So what selection have we got?
Well, at the moment we've got this, I think I've talked about this before, we've got this promotion where all the vinyl records in our shop that have a sticker on and say, the sound of vinyl, it says, the sound of vinyl. Right. All the ones that have a sticker, you buy one of those ones and you go into the draw to win a Project turntable, right?
When that's being drawn on what day?
Monday.
Oh my goodness.
The Monday coming up.
So have you got many people in the draw so far?
Yes. But that doesn't mean that you sort of have a chance.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
But, you know, look, when I was looking through all those records, I'm like, wow, a lot of these are like at $29.95, which is just great.
Mm.
That's cool. Mm. That's like in the olden days, that's what records cost.
I know.
But anyway, I figured that we selected one that we're going to give away today, which is the soundtrack to the Pulp Fiction movie.
Which is a fantastic soundtrack.
You like it?
Yeah, I do. I think it's one of the best soundtracks for film. I mean, it's one of the most memorable for me.
There is a school of thought that does say that, yes.
Mm.
It's pretty cool. I think 1994, it really defined sort of something about 1994.
Mm.
It was this sort of explosion of... celebrating pop culture from the past and like dragging it into the present, which is kind of what the soundtrack did, you know.
Yeah.
You had like stuff from the 50s and the 60s and the 80s, and there was a couple of newer things at the time on there, just like stuck in there, and it all just sort of exploded in this big colourful bomb, which sounds ridiculous, but I mean, if you were there, you sort of remember what it was like. And the Jeffrey at work at Southbound had this an interview desk with Tarantino where he's talking about every song on the Pulp Fiction soundtrack and why it's there and everything. And he does talk about the process of choosing the tunes. And the thing that impressed me most...
Did Quentin Tarantino select the songs on them?
Oh,
wow. See, I didn't know that. I thought that would have been somebody else's role.
I think you might find the guy is a bit of a micromanager.
Yeah, he is.
So he talks about, like, he would sit at home and listen through all of his record collection and think, that song there, this is it. This relates to this character. And the one we're going to play, he listens to it and he goes, this is Mia's solo dance at Jackrabbit Slim's, Mia being played by Uma Thurman. And the tune that he had chosen was weird. It was from a, I think it had come out a couple of years, maybe 92 it came out, on an EP called Stull. Do you know what Stull is?
No, I don't.
Stull, it's very sad. Stull is like a small town, and I think it's Kansas, but it like gained this reputation, probably hugely unwarranted, for being one of the entrances to hell. So all sorts of creepy teenagers would go along and try to walk backwards around the church at Stull and like dig up the graveyard and things. You know, it's nonsense, but to the point where now you virtually can't go to Stull. The cops will stop you just on the outskirts of town.
Really?
Anyway, that's the Stull EP, and that was an EP by a trio called Urge Overkill.
And so we're going to be playing Girl, You'll Be a Woman Soon.
Yeah, so, and how are we going to get people to, if they want to win Pulp Fiction on vinyl from us?
I reckon they can text in 5395 just if you want to win the Pulp Fiction soundtrack record.
Okay.
Text in. Maybe you love the movie. Maybe you love the soundtrack. Maybe you love one of the artists on it.
Maybe you love Neil Diamond.
Yeah.
That's who wrote this song, isn't it?
I didn't know that.
Yeah, it's a cover of a Neil Diamond tune from 67, I think.
Let's have a little listen. Reminisce.
Girl, you'll be a woman soon. I love you so much, can't count all the ways I died for you, girl. And all they can say is, he's not your kind. They never get tired of putting me down, and I never know when I come around who I'm gonna find. Don't let them make up your mind. Don't you
I don't think I've ever properly listened to the lyrics.
Have you not?
To that song.
Well, as I said, it's from 1967 that it was written. So, I mean, that's the kind of worldview you're in 1967.
Yeah, Jesus.
Which is a long time ago.
It's a long time ago.
But that, I think that the version, to me, characterises Pulp Fiction. To me, that just screams Pulp Fiction more than you said Miserly, the Dick Dale surf tune that opens the film.
Yeah, I mean, those are just the songs that really stood out for me probably when I hear the soundtrack. My dad used to play it a lot.
Alice thought Chuck Berry characterises the movie.
Oh, just like I said, those are, the song that, when I hear that song, I think Pulp Fiction.
Yeah, fair enough.
Mm.
Okay, well, that's fair enough.
So we are giving away the record to the soundtrack of Pulp Fiction. If you would like that, you can text into 5395 and just let us know.
Cool.
And we'll choose somebody. Yeah.
All right. Shall we move along to something to sort of come into the present?
But also going to space.
Well, space if you like. Now, there is a group on Daptone Records called The Olympians. Now,
yes.
You've probably heard them on BFM already.
Mm-hmm.
They're not from Olympia, Washington or anything like that. The Olympia relates to, in a sense, of the Greek gods. And it's put together by a guy called Toby Pasner, who's a member of Lee Field and the Expressions. And he says, I don't know if it's one of those press release things or those, oh, let's say this about the record. He said that he'd had a dream while he was in Greece about this record.
Mm.
And so, and what the record is it's like named after sort of the whole pantheon of Greek gods, which are, of course, the planets as well, aren't they?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love the planets.
And it was like, right, to do this, how am I going to honour all of this? Okay, I better get the best people I can get. Okay, so what did he do? Well, he got people from Charles Bradley's group. He got people out of the Dap Kings, a guy from Anzi Pilar's.
He got a lot of people.
Yeah, people from the Budos band. He got, who else did he get? He got Michael Leonard, who's the trumpet player, but he's also the musical director for David Byrne, I think.
I mean, look at the instruments that Toby Pasner plays as well. Organ, clavinet, harpsichord, vibraphone.
Yeah, but he's kind
awesome.
Of a keys guy.
Yeah, but that's awesome. Just like a variety.
Now, and the you think, okay, so what kind of record is this? Well, it's, you know, Dubhead will like this. Dubhead, it's instrumental soul. well, it kind of is instrumental soul, but it also kind of isn't. It's and unlike a lot of Daptone releases, it's not... It's not that kind of retro thing in reviving an exact point of the past. You know, it's not like you can't pinpoint this one and go, well, this is like a completely like 1971 or anything else. It isn't
right.
Like that. Even though there's nothing overtly 21st century about it, it also isn't locked into the 20th century, I don't think. It's like a really accessible sort of pop record. It's all instrumental.
Brilliant.
Have you listened to it?
I haven't listened to the whole album, no, so this song's going to be a bit of a surprise to me.
Which god are we going to visit?
We're going to Mars.
Mars. Okay, so who's Mars? Mars was the god of war, I think, was he?
Yeah.
Yeah,
not
okay.
Nice, not the nicest man.
Okay, let's see how angry and vicious this sounds.
All right, let's get into it.
Thank you.
That is the Olympians, Mars. Great track. Not angry at all.
No, I was kidding about angry because you said Mars wasn't a nice man. I don't think he was a man. I think he was a planet or a god.
I don't even know Mars.
No, neither do I.
No.
But you can hear what I mean about it not being sort of locked into, you know,
no.
Obviously that rhythm was something that you'd
it's
be
beautiful.
Used to hearing in the last 10 or 15 years in sort of dance music.
I mean, that harp for me as well, Megan Conley.
Is that who plays it?
Yeah, I don't know much about her, do you?
I don't either, no.
It was fantastic, yeah.
But yeah, the Olympians, this is a really great record on Daptone. I mean, the Stinky Jim was the first one who mentioned it to me, and it was a few months ago.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and I was thinking, wow, I'm surprised Stinky Jim is like recommending me something on Daptone Records.
Is he not usually... A fan of is it not?
No,
usually
it's not that.
Jim?
It just seemed quite left field of Jim to say that.
Cool.
And but I can see exactly what he was talking about. Well, it's a
fantastic.
It's a sort of record I think everyone will like. I don't know.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So what are you going to look at next? I'm quite excited for this.
This one is a great one. Debut album from Yusef Kemal. Now, before you say anything, Yusef Kemal is in fact two people. It's Yusef Days and Kemal Williams.
Mm-hmm.
Yusef Days is a drummer. He's you may have heard. I don't know if you've heard United Vibration. Possibly not. But he plays drums in a unit called United Vibration. Whereas Kemal Williams is also known as Henry Wu.
Now, I feel like I've heard of Kemal Williams.
You might have. Henry Wu, we've sold a load of Henry Wu 12 inches in the shop. There's a particularly one called Wu 15. But yeah, Henry Wu is somebody that he plays keys, a big variety of keys. He's put out records on 22A. I can't remember all the labels but he's someone that's been, like, on Sunday in the shop, we like looked up how much Henry Wu we've sold, and I was like shocked.
Really?
People really like this guy.
Oh, fantastic.
Anyway, so Yusef Kemal is Yusef Days and Kemal Williams together. They are from South London. The record is on Giles Peterson's Brownswood label. So already you think, okay, I better listen to this. Giles Peterson has very good ears. There'll be something about it. What kind of music is it? This is a good one. You could... If you like just heard the record in passing, you would sort of think, what is that? Herbie Hancock's Headhunters? What is that? Lonnie Liston Smith? You'd think, is this jazz funk? Maybe it is. But I mean, to me, that is when, you know, I've heard people say, oh, you know, it's like jazz mixed in with broken beat or something like that. It's like, yeah, but that's assuming that the jazz mixing in is a sort of jazz that stopped in 67 or 72 or 78. I mean, kinds of music are always changing. There's not just one thing about kinds of music.
So what I'm kind of looking at here with the musicians is that there's two electric basses.
No, one electric bass and one acoustic bass.
Right.
But they're not always on the same songs. I'm surprised that one name on there hasn't jumped out at you. The tenor sax player is... Shabaka Hutchings.
Right.
Shabaka and the Ancestors, Commodore's Coming, that guy. So it's like, you know, it's informed by bass music. I suppose it's like loosely in the jazz idiom. It's really creative, interesting music that's not specifically made for a particular purpose, i.e. it's not particularly made for, oh, this is for dancing, this is for chill out, or any sort of thing like that. It's a... Basically, there's a long improvisations which are total expressions.
And it is for what you want it to be for.
I guess so, yeah.
And then another thing is that the words for the tracks, do all tracks have words within them? Or?
No. Okay. In fact, the only words on the whole album, in fact, I think sums it up really well for me. The only words on the whole album are right at the end, and it's a voice saying, there are no reference points. You can make your own reference points. And
awesome.
I think that sort of sums up kind of what I was trying to say. You know, I'd love to be able to go, yeah, it's like there's some boom bap in there, and you know, there's elements that are influenced by Dilla and all of this. But I mean, again, these are my reference points. They might not necessarily be what Yusef Kemal have in mind. So this is a fantastic album. And you know, it's a pity that we can only play one thing, because people I mean, it's something that you should really hear all of, because it goes a lot of places. It's amazing. Great. Who won the Pulp Fiction record, by the way?
We haven't chosen yet.
Oh, choose away.
All right. Well, why don't we play some of the track, the Yusuf Kamal one, and then we'll have a little. We'll decide.
All right.
So this is Remembrance, Yusuf Kamal. an absolutely stunning song by Yusuf Kamal, Remembrance, and that is on their album Black Focus.
Yep, on Brownswoods.
And we can get that on record as well?
Yeah, well, I think it came out on CD about 3 weeks ago, but finally the vinyl is available, so we got that out.
Brilliant. And we had somebody text in and say the song is the actual goods.
Is that correct?
You are correct. Yeah. And we also have chosen the winner for the Pulp Fiction record. We're going to be giving it to Rochelle Stables. If you're still listening, Rochelle, congratulations on winning that Pulp Fiction record and treat yourself. And we'll be in contact with how you can collect that item from Southbound. And you wanted to also remind us quickly before you leave, Troy, about what's happening at Southbound with the draw.
Oh, yeah. So it's still like today and tomorrow and Saturday and Sunday.
Mm.
You can still go into the draw to win the project debut carbon turntable by buying any of the records that have The Sound of Vinyl written on them. On our website you can find out what's in the Sound of Vinyl promotion, or if you glance at the front of our shop there is I think there's 8 records, huge, well not cool. Actual records, but depictions of said records.
Excellent. Well, thank you so much, Troy, for coming in this morning.
Okay, thank you.
Lovely to have you, and we'll see you next week.
From the Crate, thanks to Southbound Records, 132 Simon Street, next to T. White Spikes. That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.